Judy Calabrese's upbringing would make for a riveting memoir. There's a cheating father, a mother who disowned her, fundamentalist Catholicism, and the wherewithal as an 18-year-old to pay for and put herself into therapy. But beyond her own journals, Calabrese found the notion of making art from her own history foreign and terrifying. She went to college to become an actress.
I wanted to be a fiction writer, and I was terrified when people said that my writing was dramatic. And people would say, well, is this based on your life? And I would say, absolutely not. It is not based on my life. These are characters. I didn't want anyone to know what was really going on with me.
But as her creative impulses pulled her onto the stage, they also, inevitably, pulled her back to her own story. After premiering an autobiographical play in January through the Asheville Fringe Festival, Calabrese has revised and expanded upon that work for a new show.
When I got to the end of the process that was developing a show for the Fringe Festival, I realized by the last performance that we had just begun. I thought, there's so much more that I didn't even know was here.
Calabrese grew up in Queens, New York, in a household she recalls as grueling, repressive, and regressive. She lived at home until she was 24.
My mother disowning me when I was 16. Disowning me meaning the words, you are not my daughter, do not consider yourself my daughter. And my father's emotional and physical neglect caused me to sort of have to thrust myself out into the world when I wasn't raised to be self-sufficient. I was raised to be completely dependent. I was expected to get married. I wasn't even expected to get a job. We didn't even speak about college in my house.
Calabrese pursued creative writing and a master's degree at Temple University. She thought she would write fiction and eventually teach writing at a college.
I reached the point where I took responsibility for the fact that I wanted to write about myself. That seemed to be against everything I was ever taught, whether by my mother, in writing school, you certainly didn't write about yourself. From that point on, I was ashamed of how much, now I realize looking back, I wanted to write about myself and how my experience was valid.
At her partner's urging, Calabrese began recording her stories to video. Calabrese, her partner, and Calabrese's two young children moved to Asheville in 2011. Calabrese's ex-husband also moved to Asheville so the children could be near both parents. Calabrese first gave theatrical life to her own story at the 2013 Asheville Fringe Festival, portraying 17 characters herself over 22 scenes.
What makes me a good storyteller on stage is how I perform all the voices and the roles, and I started to want more. You know, we sort of build these beautiful containers for ourselves as artists, and then we want to burst out of that container and make a new container.
That new container included a small cast for the 2019 Fringe Festival. In a show titled It Didn't Happen, Calabrese unfolded her introduction to sex with other women in a funny and riveting arc. She says her revised version of the show reveals new layers of self-awareness.
It goes all the way from dispelling shame around something as simple as sexual desire, all the way along the spectrum of coming out, not just to other people, but coming out to myself. I do see myself continuing doing this kind of work. And even as I say that, I still hear that old Catholic voice of guilt and shame going, how dare you write about yourself? And so I work with that voice and I say, I hear you. So I'm just going to go ahead and do this now.
It Didn't Happen has four performances, October 18th through 26th, at the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.